DeSantis criticize Trump at all. I haven't seen him come out, certainly not insult him in, you know, kind of a really aggressive way. The closest thing I've seen was the comment when he said, hey, people of Florida chose to reelect me, and you know, basically kind of pointing out that Trump wasn't reelected.
And I'll also say in 2016, people went after Trump pretty aggressively. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Republicans. They were saying he was
no doubt.
Bulgarian and he was, you know, four wives or three wives or whatever. And, you know, people were giving Trump the rough stuff, too. It was not a one way street. DeSantis hasn't done any of that.
Yeah.
And, you know, using the term groomer anywhere near Ron DeSantis, that's just not going to fly. It's just not OK. I don't know what else to say. It's just that's not going to work.
Lindsay in Colorado, what you got for us? Lindsay,
you're on air. A few million people listening. What's going on? Yep.
What's that?
You're on the radio show with millions listening. What are your thoughts?
I couldn't hear you. I will not vote for Trump a third time. No way. I don't want him to get the nomination. It's time to go in a new direction. He is still living in the past. He has not changed. He has not learned one thing from what happened to him. And he's not the future of the party. And I think he needs, I don't want him to get the nomination.
I mean, it's, you know, look, can I ask our team?
Call, yeah.
Thank you so much. You know, Lindsay's got some passion there. Can I ask our team real quick, guys? Are we getting, because we're running out of time here. We were out of time, actually. Did we get a bunch of I'm Trump no matter what calls into, or was the, did we just rack and stack and this is what we had?
They said no.
This is that.
Nobody
just
called
to be
in.
Clear with everybody, we played the calls in order as they came in there. And we played everyone that we had time for. So, Clay, I mean, the people are speaking to us.
Look, it's February. The Iowa caucus is January. We're going to have basically 10, 11 months, I think, of Trump versus DeSantis. So people are going to get their opportunity to weigh in on what they think. And whether you like it or not, last year was midterm year. We're all on the same team. The primary is going to be nasty, and I think it's primarily going to be nasty between Trump and DeSantis. And so far, Buck, it looks like Trump is going after DeSantis way more than vice versa.
Clay's in charge all next week. Everybody behave while I'm gone. See you soon.
Clay Travis and Buck Sexton on the front lines of truth.
Ammo is expensive and in short supply. Did you know you can train without ammunition at your house using the Mantis X? All the best shooters do the majority of their training doing dry fire practice at home. The Mantis X firearms training system is a no-ammo, all-electronic way to improve your shooting accuracy. It simply attaches to your firearm like a weapon light, and you can use it at home or at the range. The Mantis X gives you data-driven, real-time feedback on your technique and guides you through drills and courses. 94% of shooters improve within 20 minutes using Mantis X. Mantis X is used by the U.S. military and special forces. It is military-grade technology at an affordable price. The Mantis X is a must-have for every gun owner. If you believe in your Second Amendment rights, you must also act on your Second Amendment responsibility to be competent in your shooting ability. Start improving your shooting accuracy today. Get yours at MantisX.com. That's Mantis, the letter X.com.
Now, I've told you about how Relief Factor helped me with my aches and pains. Let me tell you about Haven in Texas. Haven writes, I'm taking Relief Factor from my shoulder and lower back, and it works. No more pain. My husband started taking Relief Factor for his upper back and hip and didn't think it was working until he ran out and realized the pain was coming back. Relief Factor just works. We are so happy it's working for you and your husband like it does for thousands of others across America. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free solution developed by doctors to help your body attack the underlying inflammation causing pain. What activity would you like to be doing again? Your first step to becoming pain-free could just be to order the 3-week quick start for only $19.95. After trying Relief Factor, over 500,000 people have gone on to order more. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's 800-4-RELIEF. Live your best life and feel the difference with Relief Factor.
Hey, how you doing? You know what I want to talk about right now? I want to talk about the best deal possible right now. I got one 1500 Bighorn Eco Diesel available at $16,500 off. Again, $16,500 off. Best towing, best fuel economy, and the best deal possible. $16,500 off. That's $16,500 buckaroos off. Come see me in the corner of Sahara and Decatur at 5050 West Sahara. You know who this is. Mr. Pink, baby! Baby!
Here's a fun fact for you. The average chameleon can point their eyes in two different directions. On the other hand, the average human can't. So unless you're a chameleon, there's absolutely no way you can focus on texting and driving at the same time. So don't do it. Unless you're a chameleon.
Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light.
Live from the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa Studios. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm John Scott. Republicans disputing claims by President Biden in his State of the Union address that he's strong on defense. Bob Agnew reports.
The president says he sent a message by shooting down that Chinese spy balloon last week.
China threatens our sovereignty. We will act to protect our country, and we did.
But in the GOP response, it was Arkansas Governor Sarah Huckabee Sanders.
President Biden's weakness puts our nation and the world at risk.
And she insists whether the threat comes from near or far away.
President Biden is unwilling to defend our border, defend our skies, and defend our people.
The situation Sanders described as dangerous and unacceptable. Bob Agnew reporting.
Also at townhall.com, Town Hall News joining forces with international nonprofit relief agency Food for the Poor to rush emergency relief, food, and water to victims of the earthquakes in Turkey and Syria. More information available at srnnews.com. Meanwhile, the death toll is nearing 1,200. More shocking revelations and the brutal beating death of Tyree Nichols.
Documents say one Memphis police officer accused of beating the 29-year-old man took photos and sent them to other officers and a female acquaintance. The documents released by the Tennessee Peace Officers Standards and Training Commission say Demetrius Haley stood over Nichols as he lay bloodied and propped up against a police car and took the photos. In a request that Haley and four other officers charged with second-degree murder be decertified, the Memphis Police Department wrote, "Your on-duty conduct was unjustly, blatantly unprofessional and unbecoming for a sworn public servant." I'm Donna Water.
And on Wall Street, the Dow is down 167 points, the S&P down 38. More at townhall.com.
We're entering a time of increasing hostility against people of faith, a time when Christians are going to be tested on a moral and physical and financial basis, unlike any other time in our lifetime. I'm Lance Wallnau, Christian author, evangelical leader, here to remind you that you have to take action to protect and steward what God has given you. For example, record high inflation is going to continue to eat away at the dollar, and the savings of your retirement account is in danger. Fortunately, God does provide a way. To protect your retirement, I recommend diversifying your 401k or IRA out of paper and into physical gold. And the best way to do that is with a gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. Now, to see how it works, just text the word FAITH to 989898. That'll give you access to a free info kit on gold IRAs. There are no strings attached, so text FAITH, F-A-I-T-H, to 989898 right now, and I pray your family is blessed with peace of mind because you took action.
If you owe back taxes to the IRS, you haven't filed your taxes in a while, or you have a lien against you or your business, there is hope. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Whether you've been audited or face any number of other tax issues, turn to my friends at New Hope Tax Defense. Don't lose any more sleep. New Hope Tax Defense has helped doctors, attorneys, and many others reduce their tax debt and get their business back on track. If you have any questions about how to report your cryptocurrency investments or your gambling wins or your employment tax, taxes or any other tax question, call New Hope Tax Defense. New Hope is not a call center. When you call, you'll speak directly with one of their tax professionals right here in Las Vegas. They aim to resolve your issues, not put you on a payment plan that could take a lifetime to pay off. Call New Hope Tax Defense, 702-483-0220. That's 702-483-0220. Or check them out at newhopetaxdefense.com. Call right now, 702-483-0220.
It's 12:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. 10 years of Formula One racing on the Las Vegas Strip. That's now the plan, as Clark County commissioners have approved the Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix for at least a decade. The deal requires that the race happen the weekend before Thanksgiving, with the inaugural race to be held this November 16th through the 18th. The 3.8-mile course will include a stretch of Las Vegas Boulevard between Spring Mountain and Harmon, with the race being run at night. A recently released economic report from the Applied Analysis says the inaugural Formula One Las Vegas Grand Prix is forecast to have an impact of $1.3 billion. Super Bowl 58, in comparison at Allegiant next year, is forecast to generate $600 million in economic impact. Going to the movies just got more expensive? Maybe. AMC Theaters has unveiled a new pricing structure in which seat location will determine how much you pay for your movie ticket. Seats in the middle of the theater will cost a dollar or two more, while seats down front are going to be cheaper. The Sightline pricing plan will be in all U.S. AMC theaters by the end of the year.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers.
Right now, get a basic oil change for only $29.95. Meineke, doing car care right.
Moderate flows on the freeways right now. A little bit of congestion as you work your way through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, especially southbound through the Tropicana construction project. That's between Flamingo and Tropicana. Do expect delays through there.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve. Check it out. I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It is live and local for a Wednesday, a hump day. Good to have you with us. Last night, of course, was the State of the Union, an hour and 11 minutes long, and it was memorable, but not for the right reasons. It was unruly. It was a different type of State of the Union that we're used to in this country. For analysis, let's bring in the Republican National Committee Rapid Response Director, Tommy Pickett, who joins us. Tommy, how you doing?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me on.
Give me your perspective, what you saw last night in an hour and 11 minutes from the President of the United States and Sarah Huckabee Sanders, who I thought did a remarkable job. She is a rising superstar in the Republican Party. What did you think of last night?
Well, what a contrast between those two speakers. I mean, you had, to borrow from the governor, a woman, youngest governor in the nation, that is empowering families, that's working to give parents choice in education, that's empowering small businesses, that's fighting against the crazy wokeness from the left, who's giving this response, a really powerful response, a powerful vision of what the Republican Party stands for, versus Joe Biden, who couldn't go a minute without telling another lie, who is the oldest president that we've ever had, who's done failure after failure and created crisis after crisis. The contrast, I think, was very powerful between those two speakers. And I think, honestly, one of the biggest things that took away from Joe Biden's speech was this bizarre slogan that he had throughout it, which was finish the job. He kept on saying it again and again and again. And my question is, finish what? Opening the border, lowering wages, raising prices, depleting our energy reserves? I mean, the list goes on. He has done so much damage to American families. When he says finish the job, to me, that sounds more like a warning than it does anything hopeful. That was one of the biggest takeaways for me, was Biden doubling down on this agenda that has failed millions of Americans and made all of us worse off.
The fact checkers have been working overtime. They're probably still working even at this late hour, going through that speech. Was there any one or two lies that you saw in there that you say were just over the top egregious?
Well, I think, yeah, there's two of them that kind of actually come to mind off the top of my head. First was, you mentioned it being unruly at times, and it was because of Biden's lie about Social Security. I mean, Biden knows that when it comes to debt limit negotiations, Republicans have taken cuts to Social Security and Medicare off the table. Speaker McCarthy said so in a primetime address the day before Biden's speech. So Biden knew that was a lie when he went into the speech, and he told that lie anyway, and he told it to scare Americans, to try to trick Americans, to scare them, and to try to intimidate people from seeking a responsible debt limit increase that actually addresses some of our wasteful spending. So that was one of the main lies that to me stuck out. It shows that Biden is a divider. He has no interest in bringing this country together. And the second lie was more of a broader lie when it comes to his economic agenda. He insists that wages are up. He insists that he's building an economy from the bottom up, middle out. That's his phrase. When you actually look at the data, though, real wages, real savings, real income are all down. Americans are poorer because of his agenda. And so for him to go up there and claim that Americans are better off, I think is so insulting to the 20 million Americans who can't afford to heat their homes, to the tens of millions of Americans that are relying on food banks to get their food, to the many more that are struggling to afford rent. I mean, it's so insulting to say that the economy is working for them when it's just clearly not.
I was waiting for him to admit the problems along our southern border. And he never, ever, ever, ever did that. And I'm curious what you thought of his immigration policy in the speech and the fact that all you have to do is watch this Fox drone footage day in, day out, thousands of people coming across our southern border, and yet they still say that our borders are secure.
It's absolutely ludicrous. He spent barely 60 seconds on it, on the border during his speech, barely 60 seconds. And during that 60 seconds, he simultaneously tried to deflect all responsibility, blame everyone but himself, while also saying his open borders policy was successful. It was so absurd when he was talking about this, and that was another one of those unruly moments. The Republicans in the chamber, like I think millions of Americans, were jumping out of their skin saying, what are you talking about? What are you saying right now when it comes to the border? And in those 60 seconds that he briefly mentioned the border, he didn't mention the fact that the cartels are making billions of dollars smuggling people and drugs into this country. He didn't mention the 1.2 million illegal immigrants that have escaped into this country without being apprehended. He didn't mention the fact that border agents are coming under attack right now by cartels that have operational control of our border. Not a single mention of border communities that are overwhelmed by migrants, migrants sleeping on the street. Not a single mention about any of that. He's completely abdicated his responsibility when it comes to the border. In December, he said he didn't really care about the border. It wasn't important enough to warrant his time. And I think last night, he proved he still believes that. And I think millions of Americans took note and are going to hold him responsible for the fact that he's failed so dramatically on the border.
Tommy Pickett joining us, RNC Rapid Response Director. One of the things that I found fascinating was his claim that he was going to go after tax cheats. And I'm assuming that's the 87,000 new IRS agents. First of all, can he do that? Can he accomplish that going after with more audits and more IRS agents? Can he actually do it?
Well, what I think he actually means is going after the middle class. and that's not my word saying that. That's independent studies that have looked at this, saying that his bills have increased the tax burden on the middle class, and also that these IRS agents are going to lead to up to 1 million additional audits per year of Americans making under $150,000 per year. So this is going to be middle-class tax audits. Right now, the IRS actually, 75% of IRS audits are of Americans making under $100,000 a year. So that's how much the IRS targets the middle class, and Biden decided to hand them a heap more of money. So when Biden says he's going after tax cheats, that's just dishonest. And then further proof, if you actually need further proof than what the IRS actually does, is the fact that look at the new rules they're trying to put into place. They're trying to spy on Venmo accounts that have over $600 in transactions in a single year. They're trying to set new regulations on tipped wages. Now, when I think of Venmo accounts, tipped wages, I don't think of billionaires. I think of working Americans. And it's clear that Biden's agenda is not about going after tax cheats. It's about shaking down the middle class. And if they didn't want to shake down the middle class, they would have joined Republicans to put that into the law, to say that the middle class cannot be targeted. Democrats refuse to do that. So Biden might talk about tax cheats, but in reality, he's coming after the middle class.
I want to ask you, because a lot of the commentators on all the channels, Fox, NBC, MSNBC, CBS, everybody was saying that essentially Biden was announcing his candidacy, his finish the job thing is kind of tantamount to a declaration that he's running for president. What did you think? Did you get the same message from the Biden speech?
Well, that's part of why I thought his slogan was so bizarre. I mean, when I think finish the job, I don't think four more years. I just don't understand the slogan. I really don't. It's so divorced from reality. It made me think, like, what country is he living in? Because it's definitely not this one. It's so strange. The speech was so divorced from reality, filled with so many lies. I mean, based off of what people are saying, it does seem like he's going to run for president. I don't think he's going to be reelected. I think he's a failed president. I think the American people know he's a failed president. And a recent poll to confirm that is that only 31% of Democrats want him to be their nominee in 2024. So he might run again. I think he's going to run again, but he does not have a record to run on. And I think his speech yesterday made that clear.
I'm curious what you think of the combative demeanor. This was billed ahead of the speech as a unity speech, but you don't do that by yelling at people and, you know, sticking your finger out at people and essentially yelling at them and being combative. What did you think of the tone of his speech and of the unruliness part of it?
Well, isn't that just the perfect analogy for this administration, that it's billed as one thing and then it delivers something entirely different? That you have a president that ran on unity and has probably done more to divide this country than any modern president, smears millions of Americans, calls pro-life Americans semi-fascists. I mean, that's been the entire MO of this president, has been saying he's a uniter, but dividing. And I think his speech, again, showed that to be the case. He basically spent his entire time telling lies about the Republican position, telling lies about his record, and ignoring the real crises that we have before us. Crises, by the way, that he created. So he did nothing to bring us together. So he has this, you know, he goes up there and says, we need to come together. And then the next breath, he goes out and he smears people that want to enforce the border. He smears people that want to have voter ID. He smears pro-life Americans. That's what he's done from the beginning of his presidency. And that's what he did last night. And that's part of why it was unruly. Because Joe Biden came out there and flat out lied to the American people about where the Republican people stood, where the Republican Party stood, and he knowingly lied. So I think it was unruly because he's so divisive.
Presidents after State of the Unions generally hit the road. They cross the nation. They give speeches supporting it. They have surrogates that go out and speak for the president. And I guess my question is there going to be any organized effort by the RNC to combat this Biden message from last night?
We're already on it. We have a rapid response team on it. We were monitoring the speech, sending out reality checks in real time to whether that's Twitter, to reporters, to allies, you know, you name it, we're combating that message. And we're going to make sure we stay on him. We're going to make sure that every single time he tells these lies, we fact check him. That every single time he misleads someone on a Republican position, we tell people the truth. We've been on it with the speech. He went to Wisconsin today. We had a similar effort to make sure that we were holding him accountable. We're not going to stop. We work at it every day, 24/7. And we're going to keep on doing that.
Do you have any polling in from overnight, just as far as did the speech move the needle for Biden or for the Democrats?
Interestingly, the polling I saw was of a predominantly Democrat audience, actually. It was speech watchers on CNN. And if you look at the polling that came in kind of right after the speech ended, his speech had the lowest approval rating of any modern president's speech. I mean, it was still was positive because it was Democrats, you know, and watching the speech on CNN. But it was lower than during President Trump's term. It was lower than President Obama's term, lower than President Bush's term. So I don't think people received this speech well. I think people want to like the State of the Union speech. People watch the speech and they want to have a patriotic moment. But I think the American people saw it for what it was. And I think it's also borne out by polling on the issues. When Americans judge this economy, they say this economy has failed them. They say he's failed on the border. They want Biden to actually negotiate with Republicans when it comes to spending. The polling backs up Republican positions on this. And based off of the preliminary polling that I've seen, this speech has done nothing but reinforce the fact that Americans are siding with Republicans.
Tommy, it was a fascinating speech, full of lies, and I couldn't believe what I was watching. I'm glad it's over. It only lasted, an hour and 11 minutes, but it was painful to watch. It really honestly was. Tommy, thank you so much. Always good to visit with you, and we'll be checking with you again, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thanks for having me on.
Tommy Pigott, Republican National Committee Rapid Response Director, and I'll be interested to see what the ultimate polling, the overnight polling shows. From what Tommy Pigott says, it was not good for Joe Biden or for the Democrats. We'll talk about that and a whole bunch more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
The revolution is being broadcast. Wayne Allen Root, this afternoon, 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
My Auto Service, serving Las Vegas since 2009. The Lodge family's offering $14.95 smog checks and synthetic blend oil changes. Call 702-242-5432. Let our friendly staff know you're friends of the Lodge family. My Auto Service.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. A few years ago, a friend invited me for an evening of fun at Ichabod's Lounge. Now, Ichabod's isn't in my neighborhood, and yeah, I had to drive an extra 10 minutes. Boy, am I glad I did. What I didn't know at the time was that Ichabod's had been there for over 3 decades and family-owned for over 20 years. It's one of the top gaming bars in Las Vegas with the best promotions and amazing monthly cash giveaways and payouts. And I love their food. Ichabod's features incredible menu items, including seafood, steaks, burgers, pastas, and 5 daily specials. And their kitchen is open 24 hours a day for you late-night foodies. What do I like best about Ichabod's? Their old-school Vegas atmosphere. Their bartenders and servers are super friendly. When everyone else is cutting back, Ichabod's continues to super serve its customers. And you'll love their nightly entertainment at the piano bar. You want to win? Then I'll see you at Ichabod's Vintage Vegas Dining, Gaming Lounge, and Piano Bar on East Flamingo at Pecos.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. A lot of lawyers promise a lot of things. No fee unless we win. The consults are free. Of course they offer that stuff. All lawyers do that. But will they promise not to take more money than you at the end of your case? No. When you call me, that answer's yes. I'll never take more money than you, and I put it in writing.
Call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
670 KMZQ presents After Close, the radio show, powered by GFL Capital Mortgage. Join your hosts, Kevin Sherba and Danny Velazquez, to start your morning off right, educating and guiding you through the mortgage process from application through closing. Learn about how to navigate through the ever-changing mortgage market. Keep up to date with current products, guidelines, and how to avoid common pitfalls. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 here on 670 KMZQ.
Licensed by Division of Mortgage Lending, Nevada license number MB426. NMLS number 64367.
Over 50,000 police officers are assaulted on the job each year, leading to injuries and death. This is the reality they deal with when making contact with the public. Another reality is that if someone doesn't comply with a lawful order or uses force against them, police may have to use sufficient force in response to obtain compliance. Use of force is always ugly. Nobody likes it, especially police, and nobody knows how it will turn out. Spread the word. For de-escalation to work, both parties must de-escalate, and de-escalation isn't necessary if there is no escalation. Help police by not escalating. Don't attack or try to disarm an officer. Whether it's getting asked a question, getting a citation, or getting arrested, don't argue, don't resist, don't flee. After the encounter has been resolved is the time to address any complaints. Comply now, complain later. Keep everybody safe. This message brought to you by the National Police Association. To learn more about how to help law enforcement accomplish its goals, visit nationalpolice.org.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn-Root. Are you elderly and homebound? Do you travel away from home often? Are you a business owner? No matter what your situation is, Rolladen Rolling Shutters will help you protect your family and your business. Rolladen Rolling Shutters protects you against home